Sammy's Mexican Grill Owner Thrills Latinos at Trump Roundtable. By Charlie Spiring on September 14, 2020. Jorge Rivas, the owner of Sammy's Mexican Grill, stole the show at a Latino roundtable with President Donald Trump in Phoenix, Arizona on Monday. Rivas told the story of how their Mexican restaurant was beset by online hate after he and his wife attended a Trump rally with a sign that read Latinos for Trump. Recalling Trump's response to the news by promoting the restaurant on Twitter, he thanked the president for his support. "I want to say that your tweets have helped tremendously," he said with a grin. The president attended the roundtable as part of a campaign swing out west. Several Latinos spoke about why they supported President Trump, citing his efforts to secure the border, creating safer communities, and creating a strong economy for small businesses. Rivas spoke from the heart, explaining why he was a Trump supporter from the first day that he announced his campaign for president. The speech was long, but it was warmly received by the president and a large crowd of supporters who cheered and gave him a standing ovation when he was finished. "One of the reasons that many of us Latinos like about you is the straightforward way of talking that you have," he said. "I do not like when politicians try to make you hear or try to tell you what they think you want to hear." Rivas said he was compelled to publicly demonstrate his support for Trump after constantly hearing about how Latinos hated him. "I said, that's not true. I said, they are not going to keep me quiet, I'm going to keep talking," he said. Rivas said he would continue voicing his political beliefs and organizing on the president's behalf. "I know that a ton of people are praying for you," he said. "I know that many of these people are humble people, so I think that God is listening to their prayers and you are in good hands." Rivas explained that immigrants sought out the United States security, safety, business opportunities, and to raise families in a safe, stable environment. He criticized Black Lives Matter protesters for the ongoing violence in America's major cities and blamed the parents of looters and rioters for failing to take care and love their children. "If you are not helping your kids when they are very young, do not come to me 10 years or 15 years later that you have a sign for me, to respect your sign that says, Black Lives Matter." He said that protesters should focus on taking care of their own children. "Take your sign, frame it, and put it in your house and your living room and look at it every day and care for your child when they are very young," he said. He criticized former Vice President Joe Biden for failing to condemn the violence and the rioting. "When your opponent is not saying anything about all the destruction that the people are doing out there, they're only promoting that destruction," he said. Rivas said that all parents should think about the future and support President Trump's effort to sustain law and order. "What do you want your country to look like in 10 years from now?" he asked. "Do you want your kids to have an opportunity to succeed? Or do you want to have a breakdown in society, where they are not going to have the options to live the American dream?" He criticized Biden's campaign ads for basing their message on lies and hate, and blaming the president for the coronavirus. "They are not showing any structure or any goals or any plans of what they are going to do. Everything is based on attacking President Trump," he said. "Shame on you, Mr. Biden."